stand here together. As a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. Me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Serve Him, for He is worthy.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Going to be looking today at mothers. Yes, May 14th, Mother's Day. Why is that so important? Well, you know, in the beginning, God defined marriage. He said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. So marriage is defined by one man and one woman coming together in marriage, being one flesh, until death do they part. And then God defines the home. Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So home was intended to be made up of a mother, a father, and children. And so today, we celebrate Mother's Day. I don't know how long that's going to happen. Things are changing at a pretty rapid rate. You know, there is this undertaking today to do away with anything that God would say in His Word. People hate God's principles. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you have family and you have trouble and problems and destruction, the Word of God has the answers. God is the one that can take broken pieces and give you grace to do something with those broken pieces. And so today, I look at the family. We find here in 1 Samuel chapter 1, a man by the name of Elkanah. The Bible says in verse number 2, he had two wives. You know, this book, the Bible, does not try to change as things were. It gives you directly as things happen in this world, whether good or bad. And then God sends, yes, His prophets. And we find God's word and God's law and God's principles. And guess what? God reveals, hey, if you'll do this God's way, you can have success. You can finish your course in this life with joy. Isn't that amazing? And so here we start. We have this devout family. Elkanah, the Bible says, he went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And so he was constant in his devotion to God. He desired to worship God in a time of general decay. It was apostasy. People were moving away from God, sort of like it is today in 2023. People moving away from God. Everything's just sort of You know, most people today, they don't read the Bible. Most people don't even know God's word and know God's principles. And so that's sad. And so it says here in 1 Samuel 3, verse number 1, that there was no open vision. Now, he's given the spiritual state of the nation. There was no open vision. The word of God was not known. The biblical principles were not applied. There was no public prophet proclaiming God's word and God's law. You see, in that day, things had moved so far away from God, it was hard to hear concerning God's word. So when you ask the question, how could a man who was so devout in his worship to God miss God's command concerning marriage? Well, I think you need to understand. The religious leaders in that day, listen to what it said about the religious leaders. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. They were the devil's children. They profaned the offerings of the Lord. They took what was sacred and made a mockery out of it. Hey, today, we have the same thing that's going on. You say, how did Elkanah miss this? Why in the world did he end up with two wives? Well, that was a social norm of the day. That's what everybody was doing. And so nobody was following God's principles. And so Isaiah writes about those that served in the ministry in his day. Notice what he says. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. In other words, a good dog will warn you when danger is coming, will bark. But in Isaiah's day, the ministers failed to warn the people. And so there's this exhortation. I want to go back to Proverbs, because in the book of Proverbs, Solomon writes concerning the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The dark sayings, that's words and doctrines and principles of men who were truly wise and good. He says, look, he says, I want you to know wisdom and instruction. I want you to have understanding concerning God's principles, God's statutes. And so he says here, a wise man will hear and will increase in learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. We find that statement in the Bible, dark sayings. Now, he puts it together with wise men, good men, coming to know what is right. And so Psalms 78, verse number 1, the psalmist says, O my people, to my law incline your ears, to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he hath established a testimony, he hath appointed a law, he hath commanded the fathers that they should make them known unto their children. Oh, you see what happened in Elkanah's day? These were dark sayings because nobody knew them. Somebody dropped the ball. Somebody wasn't proclaiming truth and teaching it and applying it and living it in their life so that they could teach it to their children. That's what happened to Elkanah. That's what happened to his family. So he had a divided family. If you look at it, he had a miserable home life. Peninnah and Hannah, his two wives, they were at each other at all the time. It was a difficult home life. There was no peace. Why? Peninnah had children, but didn't have Elkanah's love. Hannah did not have children, and she had an adversary, Peninnah, because Peninnah felt slighted because she wasn't treated as a wife should be treated, because Elkanah loved Hannah. Sad. And so we find a determined focus, and I want to end with this. Here is a home with a major problem, and yet Hannah gets a hold of God. Hannah knows, hey, they didn't do what they were supposed to do. They didn't follow God's principle. What'd she do? She prays for a child, And she promises God, I'll give that child back to serve you, to live for you. And God used that child, Samuel, to direct a nation. You see, understand, a lot of times people use their situations, they use their circumstance as a justification why they can't live for God. But here's a woman, a mother, who had a son, gave him back to the Lord, and said, you know what? I want him to serve the Lord all of his life, which he did, which turned the nation back to God. Today, what do we need? Mothers that will recognize, yes, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that if you would put your faith and trust in Jesus, you could have your sin forgiven and have everlasting life. Then you can take the principles and apply them and live them in your life and teach them to your children. And then your children can serve the Lord all the days of their life. What about you? Well, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.